Of all the memory memorabilia they stole them from me. And also they stole the rights to my 60 memorable games, Bobby Fischer teaches chess. But they virtually stole them my name in general. But the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer and so on. So they want to increase the value of their property, which is me. And the stuff they've stolen from me, all my memorabilia, all my belongings, my clothes, my notebooks, my fan mail, my letters from my family members. They've got a huge room full of my stuff. Well, now, they have a big investment in that stuff. I mean, it didn't cost them any money, but nonetheless, they want to get all they can out of it, you know? Like, maybe a letter saying that they stole from my mother to me. Maybe they would charge, let's say, $10,000-$20,000 for it, maybe more. But now they are, hey, listen, buddy, don't try to pull this cheap talk on me. Bobby Fischer is the chess player of the 20th century, and I've got a letter from his mother telling him this, that, and the other thing. I wouldn't sell it for less than $100,000. Or 200, whatever they say, you understand?
Yeah.
The Jews, they want to increase the value of all the stolen property.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Eugene, I'm not going to be around forever. You know, like Elvis, he after he died, he sold more records since he's gone.
Oh.
So heist this stuff, all the stolen stuff, will be even worth more after I'm gone, see?
Yeah.
After I can't expose the fact that it's all stolen property, too, no?
Yeah.
See? But conspiracy or not,
you deserve all this accolade, you know, because you have given you have accomplished so much and you have contributed so much to more chess anyway, okay, buddy? But before I forget, I have to give my
family number and your home fax.
Because
you are the only radio station in the world that's serious about having me on live, but can contact you, and you'll get that message over to me. I guarantee any radio station in the world, Eugene is a very trusted friend. If you contact him with a fax, you'll get that message to me. He can't make any decisions on my behalf, but he'll get the message over to me.
Thank you, Bobby, for that clarification. Anyway, my fax number is 006374-304-2072. Okay, I repeat, 0063, that is the country code number, and then 74, that is Patio, and then 304-2072. Okay, I think that's
a new email, too.
Okay, my email address is eutore, E as in England, U as in
uniform,
and then T as in Torre, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, and then R as in Romeo, and E as in England, eutore at skyinet, SKYIN as in Norway, E as in England, and T as in Torre, again, .net, N-E-T. So, all in all, it's eutore at skyinet.net. So, any message, especially if you're interested for an interview with Bobby Fischer, you can just
on the radio live.
Yeah, but of course, you want Bobby's live, yeah, of course. You have mentioned that earlier.
Well, I've gone to Argentina, too. I played there, Iceland, Germany, Yugoslavia, even Russia, even Red China. Even the filthy, dirty USA, I'm willing to go on live.
Really?
Even the filthy, dirty United States of America.
You're very much angry with the U.S.,
They deserve it and more. The United States is a filthy country. It's always a filthy country. They stole the land from the American Indians.
Yeah.
They gave them blankets for you that they infected with smallpox. Fuck the United States. It was always a shitty country. I see this now very clearly. Even the very Jewish economists couldn't help but mention that the United States was founded on humiliation and domination. And I would add injustice.
Okay. Anyway, Bobby, the mentioning of the U.S., you know that I was given the award of one of the athletes at the Millennium.
for all the contribution and achievement you have done.
You want to make me treasurer of the millennium, maybe.
Treasurer of the millennium. Yeah, I mean, that's a very pathetic. Anyway, Bobby, you have any announcement?
Yes, I do, Eugene. I've been giving this quite a lot of thought. I've been mulling it over for the last year since the Dirty Jews, United States, and the Jew owned Beacons, and Bob Ellsworth robbed all my stuff in storage. And I decided, as a result of this, I can no longer, in good conscience, pay my Florida property taxes.
Yeah,
the U.S. government doesn't respect my property rights, so what is the point of bothering to pay my property taxes in Florida, you know? Eventually, after all of this quiets down about the robbery of my stuff in Beacons, they're going to take that too, you see?
Anyway.
So then, you know, they want to wait a little bit, you know, a decent interval, I think as Henry Kissinger might put it, before they grab my Florida property. Anyway, I can't enjoy it because I'm under indictment. They want to put me in jail in the state. I have decided not to pay any taxes on it. And furthermore, I'm not going to sell it or try to sell it. I'm not going to try to sell it. I'm not going to try and transfer it to anybody else. That's it. I'm not paying. Fuck the United States. Fuck this tax collector down there. I want to read the property and everything so everybody knows just what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
This is, the lots are, this is Clearwater, Florida. I think that's in the courthouse there where it is, the main office courthouse, 315 Court Street, Clearwater, Florida, 34616. And it's plat 014, page 071, Fairmount Park. Block 11, lots 36 and 37, and the same, plat 014, page 071, Fairmount Park, block 25, lots 25, 26, and 27. So those five pieces of property, I'm no longer going to pay taxes, I'm not going to pay any of this mowing fees on it, that's it. I invested a lot in this property. This property was, my mom got it from her father when he died in his will, and then I bought it from my mom after I came into some money and after my 1972 match in Iceland, and since then I've paid a lot of money in property taxes, so over almost 30 years, so I've got a lot of money sunk into this property. I'd say at least 50 grand I've sunk into this property altogether, maybe more.
But it's unfortunately probably because it's very sentimental, this property. So.
Yeah, well, I have to keep myself with respect. This property really is nice, too. I saw it. I was down there. Two lots in one place, and then three lots together in another place. And it's a really lovely town. It's in Tarpon Springs. And it's about an hour and a half from Disneyland. And when I was there, this is the inland side. Not the Atlantic coast side of Florida, see? So it's it's built up much nicer. Kind of they called it a Greek fishing village. They had a lovely, real nice Greek restaurant there, with, you know, nice lamb and rice and stuff. They were selling a lot of sponges and seashells in the stores. It's a lovely town, lovely weather, hour and a half or so from Disneyland. I was hoping if someday I had children, it would be real nice to have a house or two there and take them over to Disneyland, you know. Everything has changed. Disneyland, of course, now is taken over by the Dirty Jews, Michael Eisner, and I'm indicted. All my stuff has been robbed, so fuck it. That's it. I'm not paying any more taxes on that property. That's it.
Okay, anyway, Bobby, you made that
last one. I just want to give the tax collector's name. His name is W. Fred Petty, CFC, tax collector, Pinellas County, P.O. Box 1729, telephone 727. 464-5540, Clearwater, Florida, 33757-1729, Main Office Courthouse, 315 Court Street, Clearwater, Florida, 34616. And the property I owe this year, it comes to less than $1,300. But I'm not paying it. You have to pay this thing every year, see? But I'm not paying it, and that's it. I had enough shit.
I'm not going to crawl. I'm not going to have all my stuff robbed and then continue paying taxes. It's a business as usual.
I think you're going to take the pay, after what the
they robbed stuff of mine. The U.S. government, under cover of Beacons, has robbed stuff of mine worth a vast fortune.
Okay, you know, you leave at the house with anybody because we still have many topics to deal with. Before I give you to Pablo, I just ask you one more thing. This series of attacks against you, in the press, they continue attacking, always attacking you. How come? What is your opinion about this? Always just attacks, nothing of that.
I want to read you something that Chairman Mao said about that, okay?
Chairman Mao? Oh, you're going to China?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chairman Mao Zedong, this is from his, little red book.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say. This is Mao Zedong, this is page 15 of the little red book. I hold that it is bad, as far as we are concerned, if a person, a political party, an army, or school is not attacked by the enemy. For in that case, it would definitely mean that we have sunk to the level of the enemy. It is good if we are attacked by the enemy, since it proves that we have drawn a clear line of demarcation between the enemy and ourselves. It is still better if the enemy attacks us wildly and paints us as utterly black and without a single virtue. It demonstrates that we have not only drawn a clear line of demarcation between the enemy and ourselves, but achieved a great deal in our work. And this is from an article or a speech by Mao Zedong called "To Be Attacked by the Enemy is Not a Bad Thing, but a Good Thing." May 26, 1939, first pocket edition, page 2.
So, Bobby, come on. It's not all that bad at all, eh?
Yeah. I read a lot of similar statements by Hitler and even Jesus in the Bible, but I think this is the best statement I've seen along these lines about being attacked by the enemy,
Very deep analysis of Mao Zedong.
I remember after the U.S. Deliberately bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, that there were those demonstrations in Peking. And, they didn't really do much. They just kind of, damaged the embassy a bit. They should have just blown up the embassy, by the way. Without the ambassador inside. But,
that's too much.
No, not too much at all. The U.S. killed people in the Chinese embassy, too, don't forget. But they should...
There's an article in the Daniel Herald Tribune,
and they were talking to some of the people in the street, the demonstrator, and one demonstrator said, if Mao Zedong was alive, he wouldn't take this. He'd really give the U.S. back,
He's a tough man,
Mao Zedong. Yeah. Getting out of hand of the United States.
Okay, can I give it to Pablo now? Office Pablo.
Hi Pablo.
Yes, I'd like to go over the things that you and Bobby are you just talked about.
But I just want to go ahead, Pablo.
Yes.
What is in 1999? Mm-hmm. What is the most common name in America, the United States, to name your male baby?
Well, they might have named them something like John or.
No. No.
maybe Bobby.
No.
What then?
Well, say think Old Testament. How about Jacob?
Jacob,
not Jack. Jacob.
Jacob, yes.
Yeah, and this is in a Christian country, right?
Yes.
Nobody is naming their children Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. their baby's Jacob. This is the most common name. In 1999, I read this in the International Herald Tribune.
That's
it. Was an article of December 22nd, 1999.
Uh-huh.
I kid you not. If that doesn't tell you, what a Jew country the United States is. People think, I mean my baby Jacob. Even if he's not a Jew, maybe the Jews will give him some money. They'll think he's one of their own. Maybe he'll get a good job.
Or maybe the United States is already taken over by the Jews themselves, right?
Right.